Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in our operations area looking at the latest information. We got the hurricane specialist, meteorologist right behind me, constantly looking at the data to come up with the latest forecast. We've got some updates for you. First of all, we're going to look at the radar. You can see the center of the storm still have an eye well inland. Areas like DeRidder, Louisiana, Fort Polk, Louisiana had the eye go directly over those locations. So still having hurricane force winds, the latest we have, and the update coming up is 100 mile an hour wind still, the system moving north at 15 miles an hour. So think about all this rain, and you think about still having those winds around 100 miles an hour. So that's still an ongoing event. And I think it's important to also realize how large this storm is. I want to zoom way out because this is where we were when we zoomed in, right here around the eye. But you have to realize that there's a large fetch of moisture. So as long as you're still traveling towards the north at 15 miles an hour, some of these rain bands will go over the same areas over and over. That repetitive rain could really start adding up, and you can see some flooding well away from the center. Interesting enough, if you look how far that goes back, that goes all the way back to Corpus Christi, Texas. Some of this rain, you'll actually see this. You can actually follow it. You'll see some of these storms rotate around the storm and eventually make their way into Louisiana. And this moisture is going north, even to Arkansas is going to see some of this rainfall. We're going to look at that forecast, going to refresh this and get the latest. We're constantly getting new information in. And it's just a large area, a large wind field of tropical storm force winds right here. Still a hurricane. The latest forecast, we're still having a hurricane right there on the Louisiana-Arkansas border, and also getting into Arkansas, still a storm. So still going to have winds. So you're still going to have winds, and you take all that wind and you actually start looking at the rainfall, and you can still have some significant impacts well inland. So we had those impacts on the coast, and we're starting to see this rain, as we saw on the radar, stretch well back into Texas. And as it moves north into Arkansas, the whole stretch of Louisiana, even up to Shreveport, and also portions of East Texas. So the wind, the rain, you can still see some trees down, power outages, not just what we saw last night along the coast, even well inland. So let's look at some of the other impacts. I do want to repeat that 1 a.m. This morning was the actual landfall in portions of Cameron, Louisiana, 150 miles an hour. So just wanted to go back and see that was 150 at the coast, and even now we're still at 100 miles an hour. Some of the storm surge last night did large values, and still some of the water that's up. I just want to really stress that this isn't over yet. So you still have, we talked about where the center is, the winds shift out of the southwest that holds that water in there. So a lot of that storm surge that came in will be held in some of these areas around Cameron Parish for a prolonged period of time, because once it's in there, the winds continue to push more water in, and some of the water that was in last night will be held there because you're still having some of those winds. And the water levels are high. Looking at some of these values, just picking one gauge here, Vermilion Bay at Sycamore Point, still we have values at 10 foot, which puts it into major flood category. So there's still a lot of water from the storm surge, still have the wind, and we still have the rainfall, still a dangerous situation. So this is the latest information that we have from the Hurricane Center on Hurricane Laura.